At a time of daunting economic challenges, many Americans are dismayed by Washington's political paralysis.
They're not working together. They're working against each other. It's just ridiculous.
They're not accomplishing anything because all they do is fight.
Fueling the gridlock, divided government. Republicans control the House of Representatives, and Democrats control the Senate. Perhaps the biggest casualty of gridlock, U.S. fiscal health and financial standing in the world. With the nation teetering on the edge of a debt default last year, Congress engaged in a ferocious months-long battle over deficit reduction. Republicans demanded deep spending cuts.
Giving the federal government more money would be like giving a cocaine addict, all right, more cocaine.
Democrats accused Republicans of targeting the poor and protecting the rich.
There's not one red cent coming from America's wealthiest families while we're willing to cut Title I education for the poorest children in America.
President Barack Obama, a Democrat, sought $4 trillion in deficit reduction over 10 years. In the end, the White House and Congress could only agree on about half that much. The fight nearly led to a U.S. debt default. Credit ratings agencies blasted Washington's performance. Standard & Poor's did what once would have been considered unthinkable. It downgraded U.S. creditworthiness.
Political gridlock in Washington leads us to conclude that policymakers don't have the ability to proactively, put the public finances of the U.S. on a sustainable footing.
Finger pointers all have one common target: Washington gridlock.
The slash and burn, take no prisoners, no compromise, no matter what approach to politics. Is one of the reasons why Congress has such a difficult time getting things done.
The biggest single threat to our economy is not Europe's instability or China's monetary policy or anything else. It is this partisan paralysis and political cowardness that I think is defining Washington.
Members of Congress regularly bemoan America's fiscal problems. But taking action means surmounting partisanship, something Washington struggles mightily to do. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.